Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show 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 crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Coca to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grizz, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana.
Welcome to the show. I got my own bars. Josh Appel is there. I just want to make sure you can hear me, Appel, because we were we connected here at the last minute because we had to bring you in from the bullpen on a moment's notice. Are you there?
I'm here. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, very well. So what happened is, you know, we've been coming to the studio the last week and a half. I'm coming from Palm Beach County. I'm here every day on time. Never miss it. Solana, every day, I'm running late. Today, he's like running late and caught in traffic. It's not moving. But it's literally, I could send you the screenshots every day before the show. I'm running late. But he still apparently leaves at the same time. I'm coming from two counties away to get to Dade County. He's in Dade County. Can't seem to get here on time. Not here on time. Today, Crowder, I knew was going to be late because he told us yesterday they're taping a pivot episode with Noriega down in Miami, and then when he's done there, he'll be joining us on the program today. I don't know if you saw, I don't know if you watched the pivot or not with Crowder. Did you see the Kevin Durant episode that dropped yesterday?
I saw a couple of the clips. I haven't seen the whole thing yet.
It's really good. We'll talk about that. I'll wait till Crowder gets here today. We'll talk about that. I don't know how much Heat you're watching, but I wonder if listeners are buying the Miami Heat. And in the same token, because I know you were at the Panthers game last night, right? Yeah, you were at the Panthers game last night. Are you selling the Florida Panthers? And when I say that, I'm not saying, hey, are you off the bandwagon? Because this is fine. They've won two cups in a row, been to three in a row. But I'm just wondering if you watch the Panthers. That's a game they never lose last night. When they're full strength, they never lose that game last night.
Right. And remember, Brad Marchand also was not available last night. He was dealing with a personal matter. The Anaheim Ducks, they are one of those teams that they've got a lot of young talent. Joel Quenneville's their coach. It was a very interesting welcome back for him last night at the game.
Right, because it was an unceremonious departure.
Yeah. Do you remember being in the arena the night he coached his last game?
Yes.
We were in the Odyssey Suite, and I remember just this weird feeling in the arena that night.
We knew that was it.
Yeah. And he's it was
so how was bizarre. The how was the welcome for him last night?
Normally when they bring back former players, they do a nice video and then they do an announcement. It seemed like a very low key, like, okay, Joel Quenneville's here. that kind of thing. But I mean, it was please welcome back for Panthers head coach Joel
because Quenneville. The reason that he was excommunicated from the league, not just here, That hasn't changed, like, you know what I mean?
No.
So it's like, huh?
He was basically the equivalent of suspended for a couple of seasons.
Yeah, welcome back, coach.
So, anyways, look, the Panthers. Remember when Paul Maurice first took over? And I'm telling you guys every single time I come on the show, what I'm watching is not a team that's playing poorly. They're just not having a lot of luck as they kind of adapt to what Paul Maurice wants to do. And I'm feeling a lot of similarities when I watch this team. I don't know if anybody knows about the deserve to win-o-meter. It's on moneypuck.com, one of these analytics sites that'll track everything, expected goals, things like that. The deserve to win-o-meter had the Panthers, like, they'll simulate the game 1,000 times, and 85% of the time, they'll win that game.
I mean, they were big favorites last night going into the game.
Look, the Panthers will be fine. They'll get healthier. They just got to kind of tread water and remain in it until Matthew Tkachuk comes back. And, I mean, they still feel strongly that Barkov has a shot to come back if and when they make the postseason. But I'm not worried about the Panthers. They'll be okay. I am in on the Heat, by the way. I think that with the start that Norm Powell had to the season, they're all right. Like, they've got something here. Then Norm Powell goes out, doesn't play last night, and they still put up 144 points?
The points they're putting up is remarkable.
I'm in. It's fun.
It's fun. That's the thing. It's fun. You know, someone put on the chat. I got to find it. Never thought I'd be excited for Heat basketball without getting a whale. Like, there was no whale, and Norman Powell was it, and you're excited every night for Heat basketball because they're scoring. It looks like they're back to having fun. It's a weird thing. I was going to ask Jim Larrañaga today. He's going to join us today. But I was going to ask him if one player can cast such a pall over a team, even if he's unbelievably talented, which was Jimmy Butler. But he seems to have cast such a pall over the team. Forget about the times that he was suspended and it was the real end. I'm talking from the beginning of the season, from the jump last year. Did he cast such a pall over that team that they're breathing again? Like, they're breathing fresh air and they're playing the kind of basketball they want to play.
I think there's a huge element to that, especially when it's someone of the caliber of Jimmy Butler and what the entire team was built around making it work for him. And he wants to be malcontent. And I know that there are a lot of things that have come out publicly. I'm sure that there are a lot of other stories that people don't know about just how bad it was around Jimmy Butler that year. And I think you're absolutely right. When guys kind of show up and enjoy being around each other, enjoy playing the game and clearly are having fun, that makes a real difference. I used to discount that for a long time.
It seems pretty apparent, though, now.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. So Jim Larrañaga is going to join us today, and Zach Gelb is going to join us today. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We've got Heat tickets to give away again today. We have a pair every day this week, Heat and Blazers on November 8th at the Kaseya Center. So just keep listening. You'll have your chance to win sometime before 6 o'clock. We are less than a week away from the NFL trade deadline. I was asking Crowder and Solana yesterday, like, are Dolphins fans even, you know, coming off a victory, and who knows what's going to happen tomorrow night, are they prepared to lose some players that they may be attached to before next Tuesday? I think that's a real possibility. Dolphins remain 7.5-point home underdogs. Tomorrow night, me, Crowder, and Appel, maybe Jimmy, probably not Jimmy. Jimmy's got to work. Me, Crowder, and Appel, and a cast of maybe a couple of wives. We'll be at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park to watch the game. We're going to watch the Miami-Baltimore game tomorrow night, Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park, and hopefully a whole bunch of people who are listening will say, yeah, I want to watch the game with some friends and fans as well, and you'll come out to Funky Buddha, also enjoy some of their great food. Do you eat crab cakes? You know, Chef Jeff there does Eat the Enemy, which is a dish just for game day or game night that's based on the opponent's city. And, of course, they're playing Baltimore, so he's doing Maryland-style crab cakes.
I love a crab cake. We have a spot in Baltimore when we do games there that we go to for dinner every single time. Love
how
a crab
cake. I had no idea. I would have guessed no. I'll tell you how Chef Jeff is preparing them. Maryland-style crab cakes, topped with creamy corn and crab sauce, crispy fried Tabasco-soaked onions.
In.
It sounds great, right?
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah.
All right, so we'll have that tomorrow night at Funky Buddha. Hopefully a bunch of people will be there to join us and join in on the fun. Let's do headlines with Josh Appel, sponsored by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Let's start with the Heat. Now, I know you just said that Norm Powell was the acquisition and he's not exactly a whale, but I would counter and say maybe it's possible that you don't know a whale is a whale until they become a whale.
All right, so we are calling Norman Powell a whale after 4 games total, 3 of which he played?
I think the trajectory is possible.
Okay, fair enough. I hope you're right.
Just saying.
I hope you're
right. Don't write him off as non-whale. Maybe eventually becomes a whale.
Somebody puts on the chat, Hawk as a food man. I'm very interested in your take on Old Bay, because he wrote crab cakes in Old Bay. So I'm not a huge fan of Old Bay. Here's the thing. My wife, who grew up in Philly and the Jersey Shore, and they would go to Maryland specifically to get crab cakes and crabs, everything that she grew up with was doused in Old Bay. And if you remember, Chickies and Pete's had the little food kiosk at the Amerant Bank Arena.
Oh, the best.
And their crab fries are fries soaked in Old Bay. Just a ton of Old Bay shook right onto the fries. So there are instances where I like Old Bay. But some people, I'm a Crowder powder guy, but some people swear by Old Bay on everything. And I'm not that guy.
You know, there's BC and AD. There's before Crowder Powder and after Crowder Powder.
I see what you're saying.
Before Crowder Powder, we put Old Bay blackened seasoning on every time we made chicken, anytime we like do burgers or anything like that. We love the blackened seasoning. Then we got Crowder Powder, and now that's what we use.
It has replaced all powders in our house, including baby powder, which it can sting. Yeah.
Good tip, though. We might start that.
Right, because you're having a baby.
Yes.
Right.
Correct.
Much cheaper, the Crowder powder, on a per capita basis. It's actually much more expensive than baby powder. But
the visual of those little plastic packets that he was giving out at the beginning of.
You shaking it on the baby's bottom.
Why won't he stop crying?
If you want to bring a baby gift for Josh and his lovely wife, Mara, you can bring it tomorrow to Funky Buddha.
Wow. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm talking to you, Manny, if you're listening.
The Heat 144 to 117. They beat the Hornets last night. The Heat are 3-1. And many people are saying doesn't matter who's out there, might be the greatest offense in the history of the sport.
The offensive performance they had, what was it, Friday night against Memphis, might be the Miami Heat's greatest offensive performance in the history of their team.
Crazy. No Norm Powell, as we said. So Bam stepped up, 26 points. Andrew Wiggins had 21. How about Jaime Jaquez off the bench? 28 points for Triple J. He was great. The Heat are off tonight. They're in San Antonio to take on Wemby on Thursday night.
We're going to have that game on as well at Funky Buddha. So if you want to watch that, Wemby has been something special this season. Another guy I wanted to talk with Jim Larrañaga about. And also, you're going to stick with Norm Powell? You're not going to go Norman Powell, which is actually his name?
Norm just feels more like I know the guy. He's my friend.
Like, cheers. Norm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
The Panthers. 3-2 last night. They fall in a shootout to the Anaheim Ducks.
I live bet the Panthers after the first period. No, I live bet the over. After the first period, which ended scoreless, I bet the over for the game at 4.5. And so when it was tied 2-2, I had myself a winning ticket. However that thing turned out, which didn't turn out the way I wanted, but I still had that green ticket at the end.
When they made it 2-1, got it like plus 354, and so close.
I wonder what it was at 2-0.
Probably double that.
Yeah.
Is that how odds work?
I don't know.
Anton Lundell, Sam Reinhart both scored in the third period. Panthers have a few days off until Saturday. They'll be in Dallas to take on the Stars.
All right. Somebody says on the YouTube chat, how old is Appel? And the first respondent there, because they all talk amongst each other, says somewhere between 28 and 59.
Who do they think is older, me or Jimmy?
Man, if Jimmy didn't have the gray and the beard rocking right now, I would think they would assume you. Jimmy turns 40 next month?
Yep, November.
Crazy.
40 next month. That's crazy. How old are you, Josh? About 32, 31?
31.
31.
31.
There you go. Jimmy could be your father. Oh, he was getting busy early.
Jordan Brooks.
Awful visual.
Transition.
Yes. Awkward transition.
Awful.
Jordan Brooks, AFC Defensive Player of the Week. He was awesome against the Falcons. 10 tackles, a sack, 3 tackles for a loss. He leads the league in sacks, in tackles. And, of course, the Dolphins take on the Ravens tomorrow night, 8:15. Ashton Davis, Julian Hill were not seen practicing today.
Somebody says it's not just the look, but Appel sounds like a middle-aged dad with 6 kids.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, you're going to make a great dad.
Thank you.
I can tell by the way you talk about things and whatever, you're going to be a very active Little League coach.
Funny.
You are going to be in your wheelhouse.
I was thinking about a couple of days ago because you were talking about how your brother with the Dodgers jersey, that's from his Little League when he was coaching his son in Little League. I was thinking to myself, man, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be the dad. Like, I was thinking,
yes.
I want to be the dad who sits in the stands and just watches. Or do I want to be the dad that's like out there with my hand in the dirt, getting the orange clay all over? I think I want to be in the trenches.
You are going to eat it up. You are going to love it.
All right. Ready, position. Into the belly. Here we go.
I mean, I did it a million times. Ready, position. You got to be thinking of what's going to happen if the ball comes to you 10 seconds before the ball comes to you. The ball can't end up in your glove, and then you try to figure out where am I throwing the ball. You have to know before it gets there.
All right, guys. Here we're going to learn how to run the bases today. This is what we call a banana turn around first.
Oh, you're going to be the best dad. You're going to be the best dad.
Keep an eye on the ball.
All right, and excellent point, Jimmy. Anything else in the headlines? Because Zach Gelb is getting ready to join us.
We'll get to it later. But your weather.
What was that? What was that advice again, Jimmy, for the coach?
Keep your eye on the ball.
Keep your eye on the ball. Write that one down, Josh, in case you forget that one.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
Your weather, sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. It was raining a little earlier. Overcast right now. Temperatures in the low 80s in South Florida.
All right. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Guy Zach Gelb is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And before we talk sports and football with him, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. And Zach Gelb can be heard nationally every afternoon on the Infinity Sports Network. And he joins us from the WFAN studios in New York City every week. You know, Gelby, the Dolphins have a Thursday night football game tomorrow night against the Ravens. Did you happen to see the Dolphins' performance against Atlanta on Sunday?
Yes, I was made aware of it. I saw some highlights of it. It was definitely surprising. It's nice to see that football team finally have a pulse. And how about those Atlanta Falcons? I was there in Atlanta when they beat the Bills and they celebrated like it was a Super Bowl victory for them. But then Raheem Morris, who is not a good coach and should not be a head coach right now in Atlanta, he then laid two stinkers. All right, San Francisco, it happens. But against the Dolphins, it's one thing to lose to the Dolphins, to get blown out by the Dolphins. And I don't care if Kirk Cousins was the quarterback or not. Yikes. Ugly, ugly, ugly. But good for you guys. You know, I know Channing Crowder's so fired up today. He's not even here, and that's why Appel's in the building.
Well, I mean, could it be, though, that the Dolphins are starting to put something together? Or is that the one-week aberration? You give them zero chance to look tomorrow night against Baltimore the way they looked Sunday against Atlanta.
Oh, I won't put it at zero chance because the Ravens have some injuries on defense, and the Ravens' defense isn't anything that is special. And so you should, in theory, be able to move the ball up against them. And I expect this to be a high-scoring game. There's probably going to be some rust with Lamar Jackson as John Harbaugh, that liar, who's faking all the injuries. And he bitches and complains about Belichick and the Patriots for years. And then, oh, nope, it was an honest mistake, folks. Nothing to see here. And you want me to believe that? That's why I like Jim better than John, if I'm just being honest. But I think the Dolphins have a chance tomorrow. But
rank the Harbaugh brothers, 1 through 2.
Yeah, well, I like Jim. I'm a big fan of Jim. I don't hate John, but I just thought it was like so phony the way that he handled it. But here's the bottom line. The Dolphins have a chance. But can I sit here and say that I expect them now to get on the Hawk train and restore life to this season? Absolutely not. Like, come on. They're still coached by a bozo in Mike McDaniel.
Right. But, Gelb, have you taken into consideration we don't just have Tua now. We've got Visor Tua leading the offense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. That's the turnaround. You know, podium Tua sucks. Mike McDaniel at the podium sucks. But put a visor on. And all of a sudden, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, Pink Eye Tua, Visor Tua, 1-0 in the last one.
You can't argue it.
Yeah, you don't have Drake May and you don't have Josh Allen. So Visor Tua, when he looks up, he's going to be hitting the ass of Drake May and Josh Allen in those standings for the rest of the season.
Gelb, I'm glad that you brought up Drake May, because before the season, Hawk and I did a show together. You came on and we did the whole, well, are the Patriots really going to be the second best team in the East, or is it still the Dolphins? And Hawk and I both said it would still be the Dolphins because
said that the Patriots are going to be the second best team?
I'm getting there.
Okay,
I'm
Settle down.
So I said I needed to see it from Drake May. Showed flashes last year, and I just want to see it this year with Vrabel and some of what they put together around him. And you said you're a believer, and you were right. That team, I know they're going to play I think it's the easiest schedule left of any team in the league, the Patriots. But Drake May is playing himself into the MVP conversation with how well he's played the first half of this season. You've got to be ecstatic.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. It's fun to watch football again after 5 long years of having a team that could have
contended for a Super Bowl. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
He's such a jerk.
I say that obviously.
He's such a jerk. Yeah.
And so many people now are going to tweet me, you don't know what pain is actually like. I am kidding. Yeah. I am kidding, folks. All right? But the reason why I thought the Patriots going to be good this year is because Drake May had nothing around him last year. And I saw him, even though the stats didn't suggest it, play a solid quarterback and do something with nothing around him. And I looked at the schedule before the start of the season, and I said, if everything goes right, like, this could be a 9 or 10 win football team. I don't think the team is that good, but this is what happens when you have a good head coach and a good quarterback. And I just want the quarterback to stay healthy. A little concerned with the way that he runs and sometimes the way that his head hits the ground, which he needs to clean that up. But that's a problem for all rookie quarterbacks. Well, I know it's a second year, but young quarterbacks, I should say. And then also, we play the Falcons this week. So I'm actually nervous about the Falcons because you guys slaughtered them. So this would be so NFL that the Falcons actually show a pulse this week and they upset my New England Patriots. So I'm a little concerned about
this. Is it Penix or Cousins?
I'm not sure yet. I'm assuming that big Penix energy will come back for this one.
Thank you, Desmond Howard. Yeah. So the Dolphins, there's nothing that could happen. I had asked this of Crowder and Solana yesterday. There's nothing that could happen over the course of the remainder of the season that would change your mind on Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel, or Tua.
Tua, maybe. Greer and McDaniel, absolutely not. If this owner brings back Greer and McDaniel because they put lipstick on a pig and they finish the season with, like, I don't know, 7 wins or 8 wins. Oy, that's a massive, massive mistake. The quarterback, he could still show me something, but the GM and the head coach, absolutely not. And you look at the schedule I'm looking at right now, Baltimore, Buffalo, the Commanders, these next 3 weeks,
some easy games.
You're going to try to they're not easy, but if you're going to try to sell me on having to entertain coming on this fine radio show and trying to continue your hype train that you're trying to push here.
No, I'm off it. But I want to make it clear that I am not.
I know.
I'm not pushing that particular train. I'm on the heat now. I'm on the heat train.
Oh, okay. Pepas, they beat the Knicks the other night.
How about that? They're better than your basketball team. Heat are better than your basketball team. Your basketball team had all this hype coming into the season. Heat are 10 times better.
Yeah, it's 4 games.
There.
you know, four games we're talking about. I got people running around here today, like Salicata, who I love, calling Mike Brown Mike Clown. I'm like, are you serious?
I love it.
Four games into a season.
There's no way he survives a season, though, Gelb, right? Like, that's the easiest move for the Knicks to make if they're just like the three seed, just fire Mike Brown.
Yeah, let me tell you how fans and talk show hosts treat baseball and basketball like it's football is beyond me. You know, how there are even takes to be had after three, four games into a basketball season.
Well, I'm going to give you a take on the Heat later because I do have one more question about the Dolphins, but I'm going to sell you on the Heat and why you should jump ahead of it before other people actually take notice.
To what level, though?
Like
championship.
Legit. Nah, not championship, but contend for the East.
Better than the play-in?
Easy. That's a lock. That's a lock. Home field advantage in the first round.
Court.
Home court advantage.
He's scattered. He was late.
Yeah. That's how stupid the take is.
Okay. No, Jimmy, mark this tape. But I'll sell you on it in a second. But, Gelb.
No, go ahead. No, Solana, I throw jabs at you, but I do respect you. I will listen to your stupidity.
That's funny because I don't respect you. But
Well, that's not true. I have texts that suggest the otherwise.
I know, Gelb, you're
so talented. I love you.
Hold on a second. I mean, it was me that told Hawk, hey, this Gelb guy's really good. He'd be a great fit for the show.
That is
exactly true.
Exactly.
You're making my point. Thank you.
That is true.
Now you come on a little too much for my liking, to be honest. Yeah.
Now you're my pinata each and every week. Because I haven't been slamming you that much recently. Gelb, that more Hawk and Crowder.
Before we get to the Heat, no joke, we've been talking about Devon Achane here, Jalen Waddle. How do you what's up with Devon Achane? But how do you feel about a really talented running back, which the Dolphins clearly have? It's Achane or bust down here for the most part outside of last week. How do you feel about the Dolphins taking offers, not seeking offers, but listening to offers on a guy that's become really the best player and possibly the best building block for the future with the trade deadline coming up?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I feel all different types of way about it because it's weird. Chris Greer shouldn't be back next year. I'm not going to rule it out because of the love affair the owner has for him, but I don't want him making that decision. If you get an offer you can't refuse, okay. I don't care what Tyreek Hill says. I don't think he's going to be back next year. I would not trade Jaylen Waddle. You could listen, right? Like, someone calls you, you could listen. But if you're going to still sell me that Tua is the quarterback next year and, you know, how limited Tua could potentially be, why would you get rid of either Achane or Waddle? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. For what are you even going to get back is my question.
We're going to end up running out of time. So go ahead. Give him your Heat stuff.
All right. Through four games. And I get it. Four games. But the Miami Heat, Gelb, for the past six seasons, have not been a great offensive team. They won games, how they call it down here, in the mud. But it was just Jimmy Butler heroics most of the time, knocking a bunch of threes. The last 3 years, they've been a bottom 10 team in the NBA in offensive rating, in pace. Just a brutal watch. If they scored 100 points, Hawk and Crowder would make fun of me. Finally, they scored over 100 points through four games.
You guys get like Taco Bell if they do that or something?
I mean,
like that?
Bam is shutting me up in a big way this season.
Through four games, good. Gelb. Listen to this. They're number one entering today in points per game. They're number one in pace in the NBA. Top five in field goal percentage. Top five in three-pointers made. Top five in three-point percentage. So they're executing. Number two in net rating, only behind Wemby Spurs, who they play tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Top 10 in offensive rating. Top five in defensive rating. Number one in fast break points. Number three in points in the paint per game. So they're doing it every which way. Eric Spoelstra, who's the best coach in the NBA, who is no longer married, has a little bit more time on his hands, is approaching this season like the sicko he is. And he has injected a totally new, fundamentally sound way to play basketball. Last night, without their two leading scorers, Tyler Hero, Norman Powell, they scored 144 points. I mean, this is a new brand of basketball Miami is playing to, committed to, and it's all because of Eric Spoelstra. Do not sleep on the Miami Heat just because they don't have superstars. They have the best coach in the league.
I'm not sleeping on them. Like, they're a gritty basketball team. But saying that,
but they're
one
not
this,
anymore. That's my point. They're
on,
not
hold
anymore.
On. You wait a second. You wait a second. One, two, or
that's
three.
My favorite.
In the and
my
all
favorite
these
brand of sports radio. No, you know, wait a second.
Yeah,
can I answer?
There's four.
We'll send them on Abby Phillips.
Like, could we get to 20 games before we
for
shovel
what?
These statistics
what do
down
we
our
need
throat?
20 games for? I'm giving you a sample right. size.
Can we save this for preheat?
3 weeks from now?
No, preheat with Tommy Ty. Because
right. remember this.
Friday is Halloween. What is the Gelb household giving away on Halloween, Zach? And don't disappoint me here.
Oh, boy.
Nothing.
I thought you were going to ask me what I'm dressing up as. I live in an apartment
right.
complex.
The right. city.
And there are limitations in the building.
But you can designate, because I live in an apartment, you can designate your apartment as trick-or-treat friendly.
Mm-hmm. And well, I will not be home.
So you don't designate yours as one of the apartments that the kids can come trick-or-treating at?
No. Also, I am 31 living in the city. There's not a lot of kids in my building.
Mm-hmm.
I will contemplate now, because you've guilted me into this, in leaving a bowl out of candy and maybe just saying take one, and then one kid just going to take all the candy, because that's what I used to do. But I'm not going to be at my apartment because I'm going to a Halloween party on Friday.
We made the executive decision in our house that we are a big bar, full size candy
yeah,
house
good for you.
Boom.
And like any other way to do it, there
I agree.
Good for you.
I'm a Kit Kat guy. I'm a Reese's peanut butter cup
Listen,
guy.
Anyone who has a modicum of recognition somewhere, we had a Rondé Gadsden on yesterday. He said full size Snickers bars. And I said, anyone who has a modicum of recognition, they were a professional athlete, they're a broadcaster. Appel is doing national football games.
Sure.
I mean, he was on the Marlins PA for a while. Anyone who has a modicum of recognizability should give away full-size candy bars.
So if I had a house, 1,000%. If I had a building that there were a lot of families in, 1,000%. I think there's like a code in my building. You know, we have 17 floors in our building. There's like 8 or 9 families. I think they just go to the family floors and they do their trick-or-treating somewhere else. It is not a very active sign-up sheet. So right. I've lived in this building for 6 years.
If you are going to put out a bucket of candy, don't make it the bag that has the Dum-Dums, the Sweet Tarts,
and
Tootsie
Rolls. No, I was
going to
do apples. apples with razor blades in it, right?
Full-size apples. Full-size apples.
Yeah.
As long as they're full-size apples, I have no problem with that. That's great. Zach Gelb, you hear him on the Infinity Sports Network afternoons, and you will not find him at home on Friday. Real quick, what are you dressing as for Halloween?
My girlfriend is going to be Little Red Riding Hood, and I'm going as the Big Bad Wolf.
You're kind of at that stage in the relationship where she comes to you with the costume ideas, and you have to play along.
We were going to a wedding in Philadelphia, and on the train she said, come with five ideas. So I came with five ideas, but there's things that you pick and choose here.
That wasn't one of your ideas?
No, it was not one of my ideas. I just threw out the first five ideas that I saw in ChatGPT or something and was like, yeah, let's do what you want to do. It's called being smart.
Are you a good boyfriend?
Yeah, very good. I think I'm boyfriend of the year, if you
He's
ask
whipped.
Me.
But, He's
but let's
you
just
think,
be
like,
real.
Like overly courteous
For
to her?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Please.
For skip big sporting events because she wants to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
That's what I'm saying. Like, huge college football weekend Saturday. Oh, you got the Halloween costume. I'm sitting on my fat ass on Saturday watching all the games.
All right. Fair enough. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you, Gelby.
You got it, guys. Be well.
There you go. What do you feel about that? The Little Red Riding Hood and the Big Bad Wolf?
I have that exact same costume.
You come every year as Little Red Riding Hood, right?
Yeah. Because I'm the female in this equation for some odd reason, yeah.
You know, they gave us new – this is the funniest thing. They gave us new 104.3 FM WQAM staff shirts. They had new ones made because the old ones used to say 560. So they gave everyone their new shirts this week. Solana's he picks his up and he's like, man, these are cut small. And it was almost like it had a weird mesh in the back or whatever.
The buttons are on the opposite side.
They gave him a female shirt.
They gave me a female.
And Crowder and I were like, well, yeah, most of the people around here, they don't spend a lot of time with you. You look, they think you're a female.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.